8RRD mobile monitor.
Mobile in Mayo, why would you want to do that?
Well, I'm not mobile in Mayo, I'm close to Mayo, but I'm mobile. Good morning.
Exactly, why would you want to do that? Anyways.
Well, at least I don't have to deal with Traverse City traffic.
Yeah, that's a big plus, because it's not fun. It's better than it's usually is. It's still not great.
Yeah, up here, or at least on this side of 72, I haven't passed the car yet.
That must be nice. I can't go down our side of M72 without getting passed at least 15 times in the span of 10 minutes. And that's going 5 over.
Yeah, well, I've been on the road for 10 miles and I haven't passed a single car. So, yes, sir. I bought a new toy last night.
Do I dare ask?
About a 6000X.
A 6000, oh, you did. Oh, boy.
$500.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I'm a reputable seller, so I know who it is. I'm not worried about it. So, I was quite impressed when he sent that over, so, or when I saw it posted. So, I like, hey, I'll offer you this, friends and family, because I do know the guy. So, he's like, okay, sold. I'm like, so I'll ship it out tomorrow. Well, ah, cool. So, yep. I'll end up with that probably Monday or Tuesday. Get that wiped and get it ready for the system.
Heck yeah, man, that's cool. Yeah, I gotta get my mobile in my vehicle. I've got the control head and everything I need for it. Just gotta get it added and then put into the vehicle and that'll be all set. So, I put the TIB on for the W series heads. I got the extension cable for the DB25 extension cable and everything. So I have a W3 head, and I got to dig up where my programming cable is for that because I can't use the normal one now.
Yeah, my 5000 in the car and. I got another 5000 that is supposed to be going under Central Michigan, so once I get that done, I'll get that on. And then, I got two Apexes that we're going to put on there for us, so. Oh. What a beautiful morning. 36 degrees on the shores of the Asawa River, N9KOB mobile.
Yeah, it's 50 over here. But, yeah, is that 6000, is it an AN model? I would imagine it's an AN model for that Jeep.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I wasn't too worried about paying BN. For that price, I'm not going to worry about it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be supported for way longer than you need it to be.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it at all. I even think it's got AES and everything in it.
Wow.
Did you get your mobile fixed? I thought you said the finals or something went out in it.
I just swapped it out entirely. I put a CSA100D in the car instead of the VGC, so I don't have the Android-controlled radio in there anymore. And, well, the upside is I've got turbo in the vehicle.
That VHF, UHF, or just UHF?
Oh, no, it's dual band. It's got the remote head. And I found it. There's a little cubby that is usually used for an ashtray in the center console, but I don't use the ashtray. So, it, the control head was just a little bit too big, so if you just kind of wedge it in there, it doesn't go anywhere.
There you go. Yeah, I'm using a Astro Spectra Plus 110 watt with the handheld control head, the old series W3. It works well. I'm happy with this radio. I'll tell you what, this thing's got a preamp in it, and it hears everything. Holy Christ.
My dash mount, it's not a, wasn't an Astro, it's just a Spectra. My dash mount had a preamp in it. You had to enable it in the software, but man, that was the reason why I used it for APRS. That thing could hear everything. It was insane.
I don't know. I like the old Spectra series. I like the W5, W7 head. They look really cool, and I like them. And I started out, my very first radio was a Motorola Spectra VHF, 50 watt. I got it for $20. And I used it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, and the capacitor and the control head went out. So I just bought another radio for $20, and away I went. Too bad they aren't narrow band, but they were good radios in their day. You couldn't ask for a better radio. Like I said, this is the Astro Spectra Plus. This is a predecessor to the 5000. This is right before it come out. The 5000 come out, and I mean, it uses the same software and everything, so I don't complain. If it was the Spectra, if it was just an Astro Spectra, I wouldn't own it, because I do not like the Astro Spectra software. It's a pain in the rear end. A 9KOP mobile mile.
Yeah, that software sucks. It is not a great time. But yeah, good deal. That's cool. So it's like just right on the end. As a Spectra lifespan there, that's cool. I've always liked the W series heads. That's why I got a W3 HHCH. Well, that, and it's only $30 for a control head that looks brand new, because that's all I spent for mine, and it looks like it was never taken out of the box, which I'm pretty geeked about. So, I almost got an O3. But I couldn't really justify spending $300 on one of those, and then another $75 for the stupid extension cable.
Yeah, I got a screaming deal at Dayton. They still had the plastic on it with the extension cable for $200, and I bought two of them. I'm like, you're not finding one cheaper than that. No way. If you find one cheaper than $200 with the extension cable with the plastic on the screen, let me know, because I'll buy it.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like a gold mine right there. But, anyway, well, if you need an 05 tib and 05 head, I've got one. Extension cable, all the stuff for it. I've got one. Don't really plan on using it.
Yeah, okay, copy. I'll keep it in mind. I know somebody was... I just saw somebody that was looking for 800. I got a 2500-800, which... And then, she was looking for some cables, so... I'll point them in your direction, but... Yep, so, yeah, closer I get to mile, the warmer it gets. It's 39 now. crazy weather we've been having, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. It's like I need a sweatshirt in the morning, and then short sleeves and a shirt in the afternoon. And then after about 6, 7 p.m., the temperature just drops. It's slightly annoying. All right, I'm going to go inside the shop and actually work, do something, pretend I work. I don't know. Catch you later. All right, anyways.
Yes, talk to you later. And then KLP Mobile Mile. What's your satellite?
KC8VSU. KC8VSU. Anyone around, give me a radio check, please.
KV7OLD monitoring. This is Kilo F. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey.
Kilo 8. Foxtrot, Juliet Whiskey. This is KV7OLD.
Good morning. This is KE8FJW.
And how are you this morning?
Okay. We're doing pretty good. It's a beautiful morning, that's for sure. And I just kind of wait for the grass to dry out so I can go push the lawnmower around the yard.
Yeah, that's the problem with rain. It lets the grass grow.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah, it grows anyways. But, yeah, I think it might probably be the last time, maybe. So, I'm hoping so. Usually, by now, we don't have to cut it, so. But, I think there's one more cut in there, and I think I might do it anyways. So, yeah. It's a good exercise, anyways. Anywho, name here is Brad, and I'm okay way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie, coming in through the Sault Ste. Marie repeater.
My name is Ted, and I'm down here in St. Ignace, I believe coming in through the Mackinac repeater.
Oh, very good, Ted. Yeah, nice to meet you. Are you new, or do you live here, or are you just visiting? I don't think I heard you on the radio.
Well, I'm new. Just got my ticket about a month and a half ago. I had it up once a long time ago, but just decided to get back into it. That was K-Echo 8, Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's my call. But, oh, well, very good. Well, welcome back to Ham Radio. There we go.
Well, thank you very much. Been working on trying to get my general. I tried doing it when I got my technicians, but didn't quite make it. So, what was your first name again, please?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, general test, it could be a bugger, so but I end up making it, so I have hope for you. Name here again is Brad, B-R-A-D. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's a beautiful day up here, that's for sure. Just a light breeze, a little bit of clouds, not too much, and clear sky. So, yeah, I'm sure it's a beautiful day in St. Ignace, too.
Yes, it is. Want to get out and do some work. I'm wanting to put up a 10-meter antenna and see about getting out and doing some GX and see how motivated I am today.
Oh, hey, very good. Yep, there's a guy up here that does some 10 meter. I don't know if he does one in digital modes or he does voice. I'm not sure, but I know he says there's definitely an opening in 10 meters, and he's been getting on there and making all sorts of contacts. So, so there you go, a little motivation for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, I got me a G90, and really kind of want to see how it works.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. You have to tell me how it works. Give me a report on it. I never had a G90, so all I ever had was an NFED long wire. So, and it seems to do pretty good what I want to do for. So, yeah, you have to let me know.
Yeah, that was Golf 90, the radio. And yeah, I will let you know. I saw a NFED with some radials, vertical, and thinking about emulating it. I got some speaker wire.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the NFED that I'm using has a 9-1 balun, then it has a, the plastic cable rope. Well, I guess it's a cable rope with the plastic coating. There we go. I'll get it right. So, yeah, and that's what I'm using. It does pretty good. So it's been up for, I don't know. Oh, because the first one I had up, it came down with a tree. So that's why I want the cable rope. And I don't remember now. But let's see. I think it's been up for at least 5 years. So. Yeah,
that sounds good. I recently bought a kit on Amazon from, and I can't remember his call, but he makes some nice, it's a 20-watt balun. You can either do it for 9-1 or 49-1, and I think I'm going to try and do the 49-1 and make the NFED. This one I'm just going to put up with radials.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, that sounds good. So, yeah, let me know how those contacts. Maybe if I hear you again, maybe we'll have to. I don't know. I haven't been on 10 meters in a long time, so maybe we'll have to get on 10 meters one of these days and hit up the, of course, the single sideband calling frequency. I don't even remember what it is anymore. I'll have to look it up. I think it's 24.8, but I don't know. I could be wrong. And I think there's an FM calling frequency, too, but, yeah, you have to be general for that one, so. But, yeah, let me know if you ever get that 10 meters up, and we'll see what we can. We can talk to each other. It'd be kind of neat.
Okay, Brett. Well, I'm just going to start getting to work here and maybe take my dog for a walk real quick before I head out and start working on that antenna. Nice talking to you, Brad. This is KB7OLD, Ted. And I'll talk to you later. 73.
All right, sir. Very good. Yeah. Good to hear you out there. I almost thought you were another fellow up here. Up here, there's a guy who has an OLD call sign at the end there. So I was like, oh, maybe that's him. But nope, it's not. So very good. So, yeah. KD7OLD, KD8FKW, 73 for now. Enjoy your afternoon.
WAVPC testing.
So, is W8RRM anybody on the radio today? I guess back to the Gaylord repeater.
KB7OLD,
APC testing.
Hey, Darren.
Choppy there. I'm guessing you're coming through a repeater.
Yeah, I'm coming through the Sheboygan repeater here, WACCE. I'm at the bottom of a hill right now, so I'll be coming up here in a couple miles, going back uphill.
Oh, heck yeah. Very nice. Yeah, we just left the store, and now we're about to pull in the drive. You got a little ways to go yet, huh?
That's a 2-hour ride back to Clarence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're back uphill now. Should be full quiet. Yeah, 2-hour ride back, but there's no traffic out here, so we should be good. 75 should be smooth sailing, I hope.
Yeah, that would be nice. For sure. Yeah, it should be a nice ride back for you, hopefully. But I just got backed in here. I'm going to run my stuff inside, and we'll hop back on here in a little bit. I'll holler out. K8BYS, K8BRX. Drive safe.
K8BYS, mobile. K8BYS.
System 8 RRM down here in Gaylord. Anybody on tonight?